coming in, I believe, right now. So if you want to wait another minute or two. Good morning.
I'm sorry, I made everybody run.
Oh, it's traffic. Don unmuted.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to God, indivisible.
Thank you very much. We'll go to item three, disclosure of campaign contributions. Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and on behalf of your staff, welcome to everybody back to the first in-person meeting of the commission since March of 2020. Item three is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal from an item on today's agenda, please make it known at this time, stating the name of the donor, the amount, and the date of the contribution. I have a few announcements prior to swearing in of speakers. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted to our website on Wednesday, December 15, 2022. It was posted here at the Los Angeles County Hall of Administration on Monday, December 19th, 2022. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons are afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail. We forward any written communications received after the agenda was posted to the commissioners by email. And we also monitor the LAFCO info at lalafco.org email address throughout today's meeting. County Council has reviewed the agenda and public hearing notices, and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. When a commissioner makes or second a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. For the swearing in of speakers, and I do know that we have two parties who are online today, staff has arranged for them or any member of the public to provide verbal testimony during today's meeting. As is your practice, each speaker would be allowed up to 3 minutes for each item. To the members of the public calling into today's meeting, and should you wish to speak before the commission, I'm going to ask that you please identify yourself and the agenda item to which you are speaking. You may also indicate that you merely wish to be available should any commissioners have questions. When you are called upon, please eliminate any background noise so the commission is able to hear you clearly. For any member of the public who plans to testify before the commission today, now is the time for you to be sworn in. If you would please raise your right hand, and in the testimony that you may give before the commission, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? I believe we have two speakers who have called in. If you could unmute yourselves, Cindy and Shannon.
Good morning. This is Shannon Ayala. Can you hear me?
This is Cindy Byram.
Great. Thank you both. Item five is public comment. This is the first opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any items, including those posted on the agenda. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes. Seeing none, your next item is the consent agenda. Agenda item 6A through 6E. Staff recommends one motion approving the consent agenda.
Hargrove, second.
Is there any discussion on the motion?
Second, Matthews.
No, we have 2 seconds now. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Commissioner Barger?
Aye.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Matthews?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Deere?
Yes, and the motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Item seven.
There are no items under seven or eight. Your next item is 9A, the proposed filing fee schedule. LAFCO's current filing fee schedule was implemented in January of 2006, and the current fee schedule is inadequate. It does not recover the costs associated with processing applications. Our fixed fees are generally substantially lower than what is charged by other LAFCOs. It does not account for pass-through fees, which are paid to third-party state and county agencies. There are certain LAFCO actions for which there is no established fee, nor is there any mechanism to adjust fees annually or to comprehensively review them. Staff has proposed an agenda item to address all of these issues, and these slides document our approach to formulating the new schedule. The first thing we did was to identify fees that other similarly situated LAFCOs are charging. We then looked at our own work, determined the components of a typical work proposal, calculated the average amount of hours that were expended, multiplied that by the burden labor rates, which is salary plus benefit costs for each employee, and we essentially summed those all together, and we added in a small typical fee for what it costs to publish newspaper notice for a proposal. At the end of that process, we came up with sort of an average cost, and then we established a scale of charges based upon the size of the affected territory. Attached to your staff report and included in the agenda package is a spreadsheet which compares the existing fees to the proposed fees. Next slide, please. The staff also identified LAFCO actions for which there is no fee in the current schedule. We therefore propose to add new fees as shown on the slide, and it will allow us to recover costs associated with these actions. As noted at the bottom of the slide, these are very, very infrequent and will affect less than 5% of all applications. Next slide, please. This slide shows a proposed schedule to implement the new fee schedule. Should you adopt a new filing fee schedule at your February meeting, the fees would not take effect until July 1st of this year. And between now and next month, we propose that you direct us to send a copy of this to the county, the cities, and the special districts for any comment. And we would summarize all of that at your next meeting. We are currently working with 3 to 4 applicants who are working to file proposals, and we are committed to continue working with them to ensure that they file the applications by June of this year so they would avoid the fee increases. We also propose that fees be adjusted annually based upon the CPI for the LA metropolitan area. And then we further recommend that every 5 years you go through a thorough, complete, comprehensive review. Next slide, please. As noted in this slide, the fees are consistent with those that are being charged by other LAFCOs. The fees would more accurately recover costs associated with processing, reviewing, and analyzing applications. On the phone today is Cindy Byram, our accountant, and Shannon Ayala, our auditor, both of whom reviewed our burden labor rates and found that we accurately compiled them and it's consistent with industry practices. And again, we're not asking for you to vote on this today other than to direct us to conduct some outreach, come back next month, and ask you to take a final action. I did want to note, I will concede that this is something that has been on my bucket list for quite some time. I regret that it's taken us this long to get it to the commission, but it is important that we do that. You really have two sources of revenue for LAFCO. One is the assessments on the county, the cities, and the special districts, which are mandated by state law, and that's the overwhelming majority of your budget. And the second large component really is filing fees. So to the extent that we can recover those costs better, it does help us in the overall budget picture, which is important because that'll be coming to you in March or April of this year. And that concludes my staff presentation. We would recommend that you consider the proposed schedule, direct us to transmit copies to the affected agencies, and direct us to schedule a public hearing for your meeting next month.
Is there a motion to do so?
So moved, McCallum.
A second.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
I have a question, Paul.
Commissioner, go ahead.
Regarding the, so you said that these fees were actually consistent with other LAFCOs, and we've been the only one that's not. I look here, for the most part, with there are no fees we've been charging in the past. How have we been covering services, or just the county would pay for that, or how are we?
No, it's basically been covered by assessments. What's arguably happening is the assessments are to some degree subsidizing the cost of the applications. Okay. So it's not that we're not charging fees. We are charging fees. We're just charging less than it is actually costing us to do that work.
Gotcha. So with the assessments added to these fees, are we now making money?
Well, the approach through our budget is that we essentially break even every year, and we have been doing that.
Okay.
What I would hope to see in the future is that more of those costs are covered by application fees and to some degree a little bit less by assessments. We looked at a cohort group of about 6 LAFCOs that charge fixed fees. We looked at more than that. We tried to look at those that were most similar to ours. We are generally substantially below all but one of them. And I will not name the one to protect the guilty, but the one that is charging substantially less is also having severe financial problems. That LAFCO has encountered some real issues. So this would make us more consistent with what other LAFCOs around the state are generally doing.
Great, thank you.
Any other discussion? If not, please call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Matthews?
Aye.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Deer?
Yes. Motion passing unanimously. Okay, we are on 9B, alternate public member vacancy.
Given Commissioner Lesser's resignation in December, staff has formulated a plan to recruit a new alternate public member to fill the vacancy. Given that there is no incumbent, and because this is for a position that is open to the general public, we are proposing extensive public outreach as described in more detail in your staff report. Should you adopt the proposed plan, the commission would appoint a new alternate public member at your May meeting. Staff recommends that the commission direct me to post the notice of vacancy of alternate public member and transmit copies as described in the staff report. Direct me to publicize the alternate public member vacancy as described in the staff report. Authorize the chair to appoint a 4-member ad hoc committee of the commission to screen the initial rounds of applicants. Direct staff to agendize the interview of finalists for the regular meeting of the commission on April 5th. And the commission would then nominate and appoint a public meeting at your regular meeting on May 10th.
All right. Discussion? Is there a motion to approve this course of action?
Chair, I just wanted to say I would be willing to serve on the ad hoc. And I agree and approve, and it'll be good to get a new member of the public. As we know, David, and I'd like to thank him for his service, went on to be reelected, if you will, to the Manhattan Beach City Council, and he's serving there, and he did a great job. And so looking forward to getting someone else who will serve as well as he did.
We certainly will miss him. Those are good points that you're making. Any other discussion? Do we have a motion to?
So moved.
Okay, is there a second? A second to this, or motion to approve this course of action?
Second.
McCallum. You want to discuss? McCallum, Director. Commissioner McCallum, called you Director. Any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Commissioner Barger?
Yes.
Commissioner Lee?
Aye.
Commissioner McCallum?
Aye.
Commissioner Matthews?
Yes.
Commissioner Marish?
Yes.
Commissioner Ocean?
Yes.
Chair Deer?
Yes. And the motion passes unanimously. She's waving at everybody. All right, that's very good. We'll go on then to, and that motion passes. Item 10, legislation.
There is nothing under item 10 for legislation as the legislature was not in session until last week. We will have a regular report next month.
Thank you. Commissioner's reports. Do you have any questions for staff or comments from commissioners? I do want to say, I know we're all going to very much miss the late Jerry Gladback, who was chaired this for many, many years, chaired this commission. And he also was very, very active in the special districts, associations and so on. A real great public servant, and it was a very sad ending for such a wonderful man. We're really going to miss Jerry Gladback.
Can I suggest that we then, when it's time, adjourn the meeting in In his memory.
Yes, we'll do so. We will do so. Any other commissioners' reports? Okay, executive officer's report.
There is a written executive officer report in your agenda, and I have a couple of brief items to address. First of all, I wanted to thank those of you who have already gone and secured your new county ID card. There is a new process for security here. I know it's a little bit cumbersome and work for all of you, and we appreciate it. For any of those who have not done it, please do so after the meeting. I did want to note that there are also currently three vacancies on the commission. The vacancy created by Commissioner Gladback's passing, that will be filled by your next meeting, so you should have a new commissioner seated at your next meeting. We are just starting the process for Commissioner Lesser's vacancy. In terms of the City of LA alternate member, I have sent a letter to Council Chair Paul Krikorian. As one might expect, they have some other things going on that are obviously a little more important, but I will definitely follow up with his staff. I think our concern is just largely in terms of quorum issues and having enough of you here. And with that, staff recommends that you receive and file the written and verbal report from the executive officer.
If there's no objection, we will receive and file a report. Public comment, number 13.
This is the final opportunity for members of the public to address the commission on any items, provided the subject matter is within the jurisdiction of the commission. Public comments are limited to three minutes. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak at this time? Mr. Chair, I would turn it back to you for item 15.
Public comment, future meeting is February the 8th. It's our next meeting. And if there's no other business before this organization, we are adjourned. Makes it official.